Chapter 59. When Jesse came into the station house, Molly was at the front desk. "You reached new heights of popularity," she said. "Hard to believe," Jesse said. "Tony Lincoln called," Molly said. "He and Mrs. Lincoln will be downtown this morning and would love to buy you lunch." "I have reached new heights," Jesse said. "Told you," Molly said. "They say where?" "Gray Gull, 12:30. "Call him back," Jesse said. "Tell him I'll meet them there." "What do you suppose they're doing?" Molly said. "Maybe they'll tell me. At lunch." "You might think about being a little careful," Molly said. "Bring some backup, maybe." "Don't want to discourage them," Jesse said. "We don't want them discouraging you either," Molly said, in a manner of speaking. "If it comes to confrontation," Jesse said, "I figure I'm better than they are." "And if you're not?" Molly said. Jesse shrugged. "Jesse, you're a good man and a good cop," Molly said. "Better than this town deserves." "Thank you." "It matters what happens to you," Molly said. "The ugly truth of it, Mol, is that it doesn't matter a hell of a lot to me." Molly looked at him silently. After a time, she said, "A lot of people love you, Jesse." Jesse smiled. "Including you?" "Especially me," Molly said. "And don't shut me off by being cute." "It's hard for me not to be cute," Jesse said. "I give up," Molly said. They were both silent for a moment. And Jesse said, "Thanks, Molly," and went on into his office. At 12:15, Jesse showed up at the Gray Gull and got a seat by the window in a corner where it would be easier to talk. The Lincoln showed up at 12:30. They came in bubbling with good cheer. Tony was wearing a navy peacoat with a gray turtleneck sweater. Brianna had on fur. Jesse didn't know what kind. Jesse stood as they approached. "Hi," Tony said. "Thanks for coming." "Never turned down a free lunch," Jesse said. "Well, I know how busy you must be, but Brianna and I really enjoyed talking to you before and since we were in the neighborhood." Jesse nodded. The Lincolns took off their coats and piled them on the empty fourth chair at the table. "Please," Brianna said. "There's no reason for you to stand." "I'll wait for you," Jesse said. When they were all seated, the waiter brought menus. "You come here very much, Jesse?" Brianna said. "Yes." "What's good?" "The view," Jesse said. Both Lincolns laughed. "Oh, my," Brianna said. "That's not too encouraging." "I guess we better not test the kitchen," Tony said. "Sandwiches okay?" "Sure," Jesse said. "It's afternoon," Tony said. "Shall we have a cocktail?" "We'd be fools not to," Brianna said. Jesse nodded. Both the Lincolns ordered a cosmopolitan. Jesse had cranberry juice and soda. "Of course," Tony said. "How thoughtless of us. You're on duty." Jesse let it go. "The view is certainly everything it should be," Brianna said. Day was bright. The neck across the harbor was covered with new snow. The ocean water reflected the blue sky. "It's what they're selling," Tony said. "If Jesse is right about the food." Jesse ordered the club sandwich again. Tony and Brianna each had a tuna salad on toasted whole wheat. Go great with the cosmopolitan, Jesse thought. "How's the investigation going?" Tony said. "The serial killings?" "Yes, oh, of course," Tony said. "Talk about an amateur. It never occurred to me that you had other cases." Jesse smiled. "So, in the serial killings," Tony said, "are you getting anywhere?" Brianna was silent, listening to her husband, watching Jesse. "There's progress," Jesse said. "Really?" Tony said. "Are you at liberty to talk about it?" Jesse shook his head. "I understand," Tony said. "I hope none of them suffered," Brianna said. "The victims?" Jesse shook his head. "It was over pretty quick." "Good," Brianna said. "Do you think they knew before they were shot that they were going to be shot?" Jesse shrugged. "What must it be like," Brianna said, "to know that you're going to die?" "Brianna," Tony said, "everybody knows that." "It's one thing," Brianna said, "to know you're going to die someday, and quite another to know that you're going to die in the next moment." Tony nodded. He said, "Have you ever been in that position, Jesse?" "Facing death?" Brianna said. Jesse smiled. I'm just a small-town cop, Jesse said. Mostly we give out parking tickets. He noticed that Brianna had put her hand on her husband's thigh. Neither one of them had eaten much of their sandwich. It must make everything very intense, Tony said. I always wondered what it was like for the shooter, Jesse said. That might be intense. Exercising the ultimate human power, Tony said. If the shooter thinks about that kind of stuff, Jesse said. Do you think they do? Again, Jesse shrugged. I'm just a small-town cop, Jesse said. Mostly we give out parking tickets. I read somewhere that you came here from Los Angeles, Tony said. His wife's hand was still resting on his thigh. He had covered it with his hand as they talked. Everybody has to come from someplace, Jesse said. I think you're being modest, Brianna said. I think you might know a lot about being a policeman. Jesse grinned at them. I got a lot to be modest about, he said. Tony gestured to the waiter for the check. You are a very interesting man, Tony said. You certainly are, Brianna said. I hope you haven't minded us asking you all these dumb questions. Not at all, Jesse said. I wish more citizens were as interested in the police department. Well, I don't know why they're not, Tony said. He stood and put out his hand. I know you must be pressed for time. A little, Jesse said. Go ahead, Tony said. I've got the check. Thanks, Jesse said. It's been a nice break to talk with you. Oh, how nice, Brianna said. We must do it soon again. Jesse stood, shook Tony's hand and Brianna's, and walked to the door. Tony and Brianna watched him go. When he was out of the restaurant, they sat back down at the table. Can he be as simple as he seems? Brianna said. He probably is, Tony said, but even if he isn't, what difference does it make? He's simpler than we are. You're so sure, Brianna said. You can't seriously think that some small-town cop is as smart as we are. He didn't say he wasn't from Los Angeles, Brianna said. I don't care if he's from Mars, Tony said. People don't become policemen because they're great thinkers. Are we great thinkers? Brianna said. We're not ordinary, Brianna. Never forget that we are not ordinary. She leaned toward him and kissed him on the mouth and let the kiss linger. I'll try to remember, she said.